Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Today, a second batch of classified documents found from Joe Biden in a new location. What might be the cause of the FAA outage causing nationwide flight delays, and the Pentagon ends the vaccine mandate for the military, but how many members have already been harmed? We've got all of that and more coming up, and it all starts right now. Welcome to the news and why it matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez. Happy hump day. I am joined today by Yaku Bouyans, Blaze TV contributor and host of The Bottom Line, who just looks downright dapper today.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for being here.
I love
here.
The hat.
Thank you. I just didn't wash my hair. Also joined by Jason Buttrell, chief researcher of the Glenn Beck program.
No fashion compliments. Your hat, he's dapper. I'm in
You're
a
here.
Thermal.
You're here. Honestly, I will say.
The beard works, bro. You got to keep the beard.
For sure. But you were smart to wear the thermal because
yes.
I'm going to show you guys. I have a blanket here because Sub-Arctic. On Wednesdays, Glenn tapes right there. And I always know it's going to be the Arctic in here whenever I come in. So you actually, kudos. I will give you some kudos,
appropriately
Jason.
Appropriately dressed.
For dressing smart. all right. So yeah, those of you who watch this program every day, you know this. We tape this show. It's a very, very quick turnaround. And if we mess up, we don't stop. But we tape this show a little bit before you are watching it. So as of the time of this taping, we're walking out. And I'm like, oh, I'm hearing from people. There was a second batch of classified documents found at a new location from Joe Biden. And as this breaking news surfaced, I want to play for you how MSNBC covered this breaking news of the second batch of classified documents. Watch.
Aides to President Biden have apparently discovered another set of classified documents, this time in a different location than the office where the first batch was discovered, according to a person familiar with the matter. I want to bring in now the team breaking this story. NBC News White House correspondent Carol Lee, our justice and intelligence correspondent Ken Delaney. And Ken, let me start with you with what we know.
Hallie, aides to President Biden have been conducting an exhaustive search, we are told, of other locations to make sure they've gathered up all the classified documents that went to the wrong place, because if it happened once, it could happen again. Oops. And what we're told is that they have found at least one additional batch of classified documents. Now, that's basically all we know.
Okay.
We don't know the extent, the nature of the classification on these documents. We don't know exactly when they were found.
Okay.
And again,
yes.
We don't know whether this was anything more than inadvertent error by whoever was packing the documents as they left the Biden White House.
Isn't that so nice of them to give him the benefit of the doubt that this could have been on accident? It was just, you know, the last one, it was kind of mixed in with his personal files. Also, he had moved, I think, that particular office several times and it didn't get discovered then. But hey, who knows? It could have just been an error. I don't recall seeing the same coverage when it was Donald Trump having Mar-a-Lago raided by FBI agents and being accused of bringing home nuclear secrets, even though there was absolutely no evidence to prove that was actually true. So very interesting. Now, before this news surfaced, Joe Biden did speak on the matter. He gave a statement and he was like, listen, this is like one of the times that I believe Joe Biden when he says he's surprised to hear of anything, because I actually don't think he knows anything that's going on. So literally every piece of information that's given to him, he's like, I was actually surprised to hear that. I was surprised I woke up this morning. They told me I was president of the United States. I was really surprised to hear that, guys. I didn't know. But here is Joe Biden giving a statement on, again, this is previous to uncovering the second batch. So this is after the first batch of classified documents was found at one of his offices. Watch.
I was briefed about the discovery and surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office. But I don't know what's in the documents. My lawyers have not suggested I ask what documents they were. I've turned over the boxes. They've turned over the boxes to the archives. And we're cooperating fully with the review, and which I hope will be finished soon. Mm. And there'll be more detail at that time.
My lawyers have told me I really shouldn't ask what is in those classified mm-hmm. documents. I wonder why the lawyers said that. Yaku, you were here yesterday when we discussed it. Mm-hmm. And those of you who didn't watch the program, there have already been sources that have come out and said that these 10 classified documents in the first batch contained United States intelligence memos and briefing materials on Iran, the United Kingdom, and, of course, Ukraine. Which I'm sure has nothing to do with why his lawyers told him he really definitely should not ask what is in these memos. Just play dumb, or actually just be yourself in this case. But a second batch of documents. Now, the House Republicans, or the Republican-controlled Congress right now, they're launching a probe into Biden after news broke of the first batch. I'm hopeful that they will get to the bottom of things, but it's difficult because you have to wonder, I mean, these are Biden aides that were going through all of these documents, so you would imagine that they're probably being whitewashed before they're being given. That's the cynicism in me, is just like, are we going to get to the bottom of it if it's Biden people who are, you know, his personal aides who are going through his stuff before it gets given to anyone? I mean, they know all eyes are on them right now, so they're, you know, there's a lot that could happen.
I think there's a lot in what he said. The reason, and I believe him, that his lawyer said don't ask, because if Joe asks and they tell him, he'll say it out loud. He'll say it out loud. And also, a controlled environment. Look, if we've got some aides that are scrubbing some things or have seen some things, gag order them, you won't speak or you die, no one else knows, we're going to make this go away. At the least, what can be shown, show the people. Show the American people the actual documents. But isn't it ironic that he says, just some files amongst my personal files, that there's a Ukraine dossier amongst these personal files?
It was very personal.
Probably where the Ukraine document would be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was quite personal.
It was.
The big guy.
It was.
Right?
Yeah, that's a great point.
I wasn't here yesterday to hear what you guys said.
You didn't
before.
Watch my show?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying I just wasn't here in the building.
Okay,
of course I watched
cover.
It. To your point of should we expect anything to come from this, I am not going to be satisfied unless the FBI mm-hmm. is breaking down his door.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't care if it's
that's
the frickin' White House.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do it back to them.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Because that's the only way these stupid idiots are going to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Give them their medicine right back to them. And they all knew probably that Joe Biden had stuff. Yeah. I mean, it was ridiculous. The whole story is ridiculous to me. It sounds ridiculous, right? Mm-hmm. So at first, when I first heard about the disclosure, I'm sure you covered this yesterday. I mean, I know you covered this yesterday. A couple of lawyers were like cleaning out a basement
right.
at what, Penn State or wherever
yeah, yep,
it was.
Yep.
I mean, oh my gosh, look what we found.
Right.
It's lucky we decided to clean this out today. Bull crap.
Yep.
I guarantee you they knew this back when they were trying to indict Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. In fact, they were probably like, hey, before we do this, let's hold off like 6 hours and let's just check our own closets first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, let's sweep that under the rug. Because if we can't indict Trump, I mean, if we try to indict Trump, we're going to have to indict ourselves.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they knew this. I guarantee you they knew this. This is, it's total and complete bullcrap. And I saw CNN try to pull off a little magic trick, and you're gonna see MSNBC, you're gonna see all gonna try to pull off this magic trick. They had these graphics, right? And they were like, this is why it's not, you know, it's completely different. And they had like 100 or so documents for Trump and 15 or whatever. But they forgot to point out the small little bit that it's a little bit more ambiguous when the President of the United States,
yep.
who has the authority to declassify all that stuff if he
yep.
wants,
yep.
it's different if the President is getting it in the Oval Office.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whether the Vice President,
that
does not have that authority,
mm-hmm.
it's in a basement in a college that he went to
mm-hmm.
at some point or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference. Now, I used to deal a lot with classified information, and we are drilled with it day in and day out when you receive something that you are not just, it's not just, you know, okay, I accidentally let's say two lawyers or aides that are cleaning out a, you know, a basement and they accidentally see something and it's my fault. I don't just get punished, let's say 40 years in prison, $40,000. It's every single person that saw that classified information is tacked onto my sentence. Mm-hmm. Can't remember what it was, let's say 40 years in prison. Then it's also another 40 years for aide number one, another 40 years for aide number two. Well, I mean, I think that's about how old Joe Biden is right now, 120 years old, something like that. He's going to have to spend the next 120 years of his mm-hmm. life in jail for that. He Will should. That happen? It should, mm-hmm. but it won't.
Right, right. I want to, you bring up a great point on how they're comparing everything, and I want to play for you. The View. I know this is the only time that
how
you catch anything of The View. That's what I ask every time. How in the world are people still watching this show? I don't know. It's a mystery to me. But they tried to compare the two. They're like, well, Joe Biden may have done that, but we know that Donald Trump is a liar and a thief. So it makes it totally different and way worse when Donald Trump does it. Watch.
Well, we all know that Trump is a liar and a thief. You know. It's not that big a jump to say that he obstructed and he lied. We don't think that Biden is a liar and a thief, so we give him the benefit of the doubt. That's partly what's going on. But what I think also is going on, no matter what the truth of it is, Whoopi, they will spin it, Bubblehead and Marjorie Taylor and that crowd, Matt Gaetz. You think they're not going to spin this, that it's just as bad as Trump? And so the lie gets out there, people believe it.
Amazing.
Again, how are people watching this garbage? We know he's a liar and a thief. Where does he have is there a criminal record here of him?
Most investigated president.
Literally.
In history.
Literally. If there
coming
was anything,
out clean right, every time.
Right, right.
But he's the liar.
Right, right.
Now, Joy Behar is the pathetic human being that's the mother with a cigarette in her mouth telling her child, don't smoke. It's bad for you, right? Because it's not going to harm me, but it'll harm you, right? They make the rules as they go. I'm with you. Here we'll see. You want to see how corrupt the FBI really is at the hierarchy? If they don't go through his door, if they don't raid his wife's closet, like Melania's closet, mm-hmm. if they don't take something from if he had a son still living on Barron, right? The proof is in the pudding. They're not, I don't think they do it, Jason.
Oh, of course not.
Where's the picture, like the perfectly FBI staged picture that they took of like all the classified, like, you know, cover sheets all fanned out perfectly. And then a box of like magazines that could have been anything. Mm-hmm. And that was like the big, one of the smoking guns. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, look how horrible
but
this
remember,
is.
But remember, Trump's lawyers at Mar-a-Lago were told to stay outside. They couldn't go in. Mm-hmm. This guy's lawyers are the ones collecting the boxes.
Yeah. Right. Another big thing they're not pointing out too is, let's just say, well, we know that they knew this stuff was there. It was a timed release. That's what this is. There's no doubt in my mind. But let's just say that's not the case. Let's say that they completely forgot about top secret information in some college basement. How is that not so much worse actually where Donald Trump's office is, mm-hmm. where there's a constant Secret Service presence, and there's in a facility within that that's padlocked, and he was in communications with the FBI on how secure it was.
Yeah.
Which one sounds worse?
I'm telling you, there's not just
what's
two
going
sites.
On here? This is insane.
You watch, there's not just two sites on Biden. No, there's more.
Oh, there's I don't doubt that either. No. Yeah.
There's probably a closet in the Ukraine.
Oops, we found another. Yeah, in the, no kidding.
There's probably a closet in the Ukraine with some Secret Service and some secret documents.
Do you guys remember when Donald Trump got impeached over a phone call?
Yes.
To
who? Remember.
Ukraine. I just was wondering if you guys remember that far
for
back.
For doing what? For looking at Ukraine.
At corruption.
Corruption. For exposing corruption. Mm-hmm. By mm-hmm. who? The big guy. And Obama.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's all just totally coincidental. And I'm sure that the deep state FBI will definitely get to the bottom of this one. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Birch Gold. So the Biden administration, obviously, they have New Year's goals of tax and spend, turn a blind eye to inflation. Those are going to be at odds, I would say, with your goals of securing your savings. What you really, really need to do is start diversifying into gold with Birch Gold. This is something, this is, I'm not just telling you this and not taking the advice myself. This is something that that my family has done with our, you know, our investment person, that we have decided this is the time to start diversifying. For over 5,000 years, gold has withstood inflation, geopolitical turmoil. Inflation, check. Geopolitical turmoil, check. Stock market crashes, check. All of those things should sound very familiar to you right now. Here's the great news. You can still get it. You can own gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account. They make it very easy, Birch Gold, to convert an IRA or 401k into an IRA with precious metals. All you have to do is text the word WHY, that's W-H-Y, to 989898. They're going to send you a free, no-obligation information kit on gold. They've got almost 20 years experience. They are very, very well-versed, and they can help you protect yourself. You can text the word WHY to 989898. That is the word WHY to 989898. An FAA system failure prompted massive flight delays earlier this morning. All domestic departures were grounded until 9 a.m. Eastern time. The issue affected the Notice to Air Missions system, which notifies pilots of potential hazards like runway traffic. And look, I'm sure, as you guys know, the Department of Transportation is led by Pete Buttigieg. So I am sure he is. I hear that he's back from his very long, maternity leave.
Is he?
I said I
Where's
hear.
The proof of that?
I don't know. I said I hear. I haven't seen
it.
Well, I did see that he was taking private jets back and forth to do his job. So with all of the emissions that all of those private jets create, I did see that he was traveling by private jet. So perhaps he was working as he traveled via private jet. But the system apparently has been fixed. They haven't said what has caused it. People are asking questions about whether or not it was a cyber attack. But this was like 8,000 flights that were delayed, 1,200 flights that were canceled nationwide. And it's very interesting. I keep going back to, even just with this first story that we talked about with the classified documents, it's frustrating because you see the initial story, right? Like Biden has a second batch of classified documents. The FAA, all of a sudden, there was an outage all nationwide. They had to stop everything. And you're like, am I confident that we will be told what the actual details of the story are? Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. But that sure is a lot. The entire Notice to Air Mission system just completely gone.
What, so this screen capture you have right now is, they actually ask him point blank at this point right now. They say, what is going on? And he says, Pete updated him on what happened, but we don't know.
We still have no idea. Here, actually have the video. Let's play it, watch.
I just spoke with Buttigieg. They don't know what the cause is, but I was on the phone about 10 minutes. I told them to report directly to me when they find out. Aircraft can still land safely, just not take off right now. We don't know what the cause of it is. They expect to disable us in a couple hours, or have a good sense of the cause, and we'll respond at that time.
He said that twice. Mm-hmm. He restated, we don't know what the cause is. Mm-hmm. How can you not know what the cause is? Mm-hmm. Did someone trip over the cord? I don't think it works that way. I hope it doesn't work that way. But I mean, this is obscene. This is absolutely obscene. I don't understand how this is very typical Biden administration diversity hires, which is the only thing Pete Buttigieg is.
Yep.
He was not qualified to be transportation secretary.
No. No.
I mean, he started his tenure, like you pointed out, on paternity leave during one of the worst supply chain crises mm-hmm. ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've gone from that. Then we've gone from a giant railway strike that had to be shut down in an emergency session with Congress. I'm sure the union bosses loved that one. I mean, I don't know how they didn't all come out in solidarity, arm in arm, linked, the unions against Joe Biden, but they didn't, kind of odd. And then he goes from that to this. That's three huge screw-ups from one transportation secretary. How does he have a job?
That does not happen often. It's not like it's a regular occurrence. The last time we shut down traffic control like this was 9/11.
I was thinking the same thing, yeah.
And that was because of an act of war, not a system failure. So you've got to go very, very far back. I tried this morning to see when last was it by system failure, because These systems have backups. So I'm going to call, and I don't know this, I don't, but it feels a lot like a cyber attack.
Like.
It feels like a cyber issue. Mm-hmm. And even if there's a cyber issue, you know, when it's a cyber attack, you know, we were just hacked. We were just attacked. When there's a cyber attack on a corporation, they know instantaneously because there's trace markers. They know. So for him to say we don't know makes me even feel even more certain that it was, in fact, a cyber attack. Because can you imagine? Because I'm flying tonight. Mm. If they come out and say cyber attack, I mean, people won't fly.
Well,
people go, it's just
right.
Who's controlling air traffic?
Why would they resume flights if they didn't know, too? I mean, it seems weird to say we don't know.
I think they know, 100%.
I think so, too.
100%.
They're lying. They don't want to create chaos.
Contrary to Joy Behar, we know that Joe Biden lies. And he just did it again.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that used to think Joy Behar was actually the Wind Beneath My Wings chick? What's her name?
Bette Midler.
I thought that for the longest time. I was like, why is Bette Midler on this show?
Equally lost, okay? They equally lost.
You talk about distrust in the government. I am so far gone from trusting anything the government does or tells us. I mean, I wouldn't put them past this to, let's say it is a cyber attack. Let's say Iran did it. Would they point the finger at them or would they say the Russians did it? Because that's who they blame everything mm-hmm. on anyway. Mm-hmm. And what would mm-hmm. that would give them more of an excuse to send a few more $1 billion to Ukraine now, wouldn't it?
Yep.
These are the scenarios that scare the crap out of me as far as escalation is
but
concerned.
It's serious, though. Hold on. We just got to talk about it. It's like the power blackout. You know, all of a sudden we find out retroactively, oh, sorry, Abbott did a deal with the wind farms. Right. And our whole, you know, why would we do that? Texas oil and gas. We're going to learn later on about something here. This is serious issues. You got airplanes with human beings flying, hoping you could detect whether there's something else in the sky, that you don't fly into one another, that routes don't cross. This is a serious matter. We need serious answers. It's not good enough to go, we don't know. Oopsie.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hope you forget. 12-hour news cycle. Maybe tomorrow. And Pete is like probably just crying another maternity leave.
He might still be chest feeding. We don't know. Okay. I wanna switch gears here, but still in the same vein of distrust of government, Texas Republican Representative Pat Fallon has filed impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, delivering on a promise he made last week before this Congress was sworn in. So this impeachment, the articles of impeachment accuse Mayorkas of high crimes and misdemeanors. And they say that Mayorkas, I think, very reasonable statement. Mayorkas has failed to faithfully execute the Secure the Fence Act of 2006 and that he is in violation of his constitutional oath, has willfully provided perjurious, false, and misleading testimony to Congress, and that he publicly and falsely slandered border agents, also true, who were accused but later cleared of whipping Haitian migrants in Del Rio back in 2021. He was asked about Speaker McCarthy's threat, when it still remained a threat, to impeach him, that he would be impeached if he doesn't resign. And of course, Mayorkas on Sunday said he has no intentions of resigning. Watch.
Back in November, he suggested that you might be impeached if you don't resign. Here's what he said.
If Secretary Mayorkas does not resign, House Republicans will investigate every order, every action, and every failure will determine whether we can begin impeachment inquiry.
What's your response to the Speaker?
I am joining the president today on his visit to El Paso, Texas. I've been to the border quite a number of times. I'm joining the president at the North American Leaders Summit in Mexico City to work with our partners in Mexico and Canada to address the security of the homeland. I've got a lot of work to do. I'm proud to do it alongside 250,000 incredibly dedicated and talented individuals mm-hmm. in the Department of Homeland Security, and I'm going to continue to do my work.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. So you have no intention of resigning?
I do not. I've got a lot of work to do, and we're going to do it.
I love that he says, I've got a lot of work to do. It's like, yeah, no crap. You haven't been doing it. That's why you are in the position you're in right now.
Sarah, if I can, selflessly, January 21st.
Go.
in Eagle Pass. We're hosting an event called Renewal at the Border, and it's for Americans, not for migrants. We're going down there with Operation Barbecue Relief, Mercury One with Glenn Beck and the team, and we're going to serve the American citizens and Border Patrol agents that cannot stand this guy. Mm-hmm. You go talk to them. For this guy to be the head of Homeland Security, say, I've been to the border a number of times. You should be living there right now, Buster. You should be sleeves rolled up, mending fences. That's what I expect. Not sitting in some ivory tower and go, well, I've been to the border, and I'm going with the president. That should suffice. Now, shut your pie hole, get impeached, and get the guy out of office, like ASAP, immediately. They can't stand him, Jason. This is why the suicide rate is so high at the border, because they get instructions to look the other way. They get dead bodies. They bury dead bodies, but they can't do anything. They can't tell people halfway through the river, you shall not pass, like Gandalf. Okay? Turn around. This is the America. You come legally. They're not allowed to do that by this guy's orders. So, no, they can't stand it.
Yeah. I love the move. I think every single Republican in Congress right now should be wearing a little bracelet that says WWND. What would Nancy do? And
yes.
You follow that template,
yes,
and you make that your, yep, slogan for the next 2 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Would Nancy let someone get
no
by
way.
With
Absolutely.
Just a threat on, let's
no
say
way.
She thought someone was derelict in duty, what would she do? She would go right after them.
Yep.
She'd be on the phone with the Department of Justice. The FBI would be breaking down their door. They'd be even more heavy-handed.
Mm-hmm.
So the gloves are off, guys.
Yep.
Gloves are completely off. Don't just threaten this. When McCarthy said it, I consider that simply that.
Yes.
Right.
A threat.
Yes.
Right.
But now we've got there's some more, I guess he's technically the sheriff, but there's some more deputies in town that I think can help drive the sheriff into actually doing something.
Yeah,
we don't
definitely.
Want to hear any more of this bull crap like, oh, well, we, you know, don't you do that, you know, because we might get mad. No,
mm-hmm.
You impeach the guy,
yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Impeach him. And like I said, set a standard from the first couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
Go after these people and completely just gut the Biden administration. Every single one of them that has been doing all this crap and they've been laughing at you, you know, in the little side hallways, go after every single one of them.
Yeah.
I want to see them completely just stripped of any, I don't want them to be able to do anything. The way they did that to Trump was they impeached him about 70,000 times.
Right.
What you do now is you do the exact same thing, but you go after them.
Yeah, but they went after everybody around him.
Oh, yeah, they did that too. Oh,
Julia, everybody.
DeVos,
everybody.
Nonstop.
Okay. But this is McCarthy's moment now. You're being handed something on a silver platter.
Right.
1 week after gaining the speakership, this is a gift.
Yeah.
Show us some spine now.
Right.
This should be easy to get past.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
How can
Come
you
on,
not?
This is your moment. If he doesn't, maybe we impeach him.
Okay, we got to go to break, but before we do, Yaku, tell everyone where they can find out more information about what you guys are doing, because I think it's really important.
Please go to renewalattheborder.com and renewalattheborder.org, and you can register to join us, to come be with us there. Come eat amazing barbecue. 12 pit masters are coming.
Wow.
Make the trip. Come stand with fellow Texans. There's the activities for kids. Please come join us.
That's great.
January 21st. It's a Saturday.
Thank you
Eagle
for
Pass.
What you're doing.
No, bless
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. All right. Let's go to break. First, I want to thank our sponsor, Keeps. I love that Jason seems to always be on when I talk about Keeps, because Jason used Keeps, and he was actually really successful with using Keeps. This is, of course, a hair loss treatment for men. And he literally, like, your hair grew back.
Yeah.
You were already bald in some spots, and your hair actually grew, a lot of regrowth. He had like this full head of hair. He had women asking him if they could touch it.
Yeah. I had so much hair that I was like, you know what? I'm just going to cut it off.
Yeah.
It's like so much like, of a, it's so much of a pain.
That's why he was like, I'm lazy. I don't want the upkeep. I thought I wanted hair. I actually don't.
For real
I don't
though,
like
I was skeptical, right?
Yeah.
I was down to my last, like, I'm going to last hurrah. I'm going to see if I can grow a head of hair. Got on this. I noticed it within probably like 2 months or something like that.
That's
I was
crazy.
Like, this crap is actually working.
Yeah.
So I'm a believer.
Yeah. Yeah. It really does work. I think it's like 66% of men, it triggers actually not just you keep it, but it triggers a regrowth in them. So you do it all online. It's very, very easy. You get it. You do it all at home online. They ship it directly to your door. So you don't have to go to, you know, the doctor's office or anything like that. Plus it's generic. So it's going to save you a ton of money. You can go to keeps.com/Y for 50% off your first order. That is KEEPS.com/Y. Keeps.com/Y. Defense Secretary, Air Force, is a general, Patrick Ryder. I don't know all of the, I'm very unfamiliar with all of the terms, Jason, but he is a higher up in the Air Force. But he said yesterday that Ukrainian troops are going to begin training at Fort Sill in Oklahoma on the Patriot air defense system as soon as next week amid ongoing aerial attacks from Russian forces. So this is like 90 to 100 Ukrainian soldiers, and they're going to teach them to maintain and sustain the defensive system over the next couple of months. It's interesting because we were talking earlier and Jason mentioned, you know, that I'm sure it's just another thing that they're going to blame on Russia because they seem to blame everything on Russia. And I think that it's important to note, you mentioned all of the money, the billions of dollars that we're sending to Ukraine. We're also, I mean, I would say this is pretty direct involvement in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, that we are literally training Ukrainian soldiers on American soil to fight in this war. Jason, you are, of course, former military. I'm gonna go to you first. What is your take on all this? Because this feels really scary to me.
It's also unprecedented. And I was thinking about this the other day. I saw this story, and I saw that we're also sending tanks now to Ukraine. And this is a carbon copy of our involvement in Vietnam. So Ukraine right now is Russia's Vietnam. And the difference then was the Soviets were supplying training, rockets, you know, troops on the ground, everything to the Vietnamese to fight and kill us. And they knew it at the time. The American people did not. The rest of the world did not know this. If they did, the people that did know would whisper about it. It wasn't blasted for everyone to see. The difference now is that we're bragging about it. You'll get people in Congress. You'll get President Biden himself. They're saying, oh, yeah, we're giving them this amount of money to go kill some Russians. We're going, you know, we're training troops and we're inviting the media out to, you know, operate the Patriot missile system. This is so unprecedented and dangerous that I don't even know how to classify this in, like, you know, war history. It's just there is none. There's no precedent. We're basically begging them to do something about it. The Soviets back in the day, you know, they were pretty much daring us, you know, to intervene. But they knew that there was a certain line you don't cross. I mean, these are the laws of the Cold War. We also knew the same thing. We would do the same crap, you know, in South America, you know, towards, you know, communists that were trying to, you know, infiltrate in South America. But again, it was on the top secret above level. We didn't speak about it. Now they're just like braggadocious on all this stuff. I tell you what, they are begging almost for, you know, a conflict to escalate. They really are. There's no sign of de-escalation. They're just goading it on.
Well, they need war. They need racism. They need war. Think about it. To your point, though, we trained soldiers in Iraq. We trained in Afghanistan. But that was not like, hey, news hour, and let's fly them over here and train them at our bases. I mean, that happens. You know, we have to get allies on the ground. But we're not technically in this war. We're just funding something. Who knows what we're funding? Apparently, we bought some defense systems that they now have to learn how to operate. You know, and so maybe we can track some of the money because we don't know where it's going. Nobody's tracking where the American taxpayer dollar is going. And now it's here. It feels odd. I don't know if you know this, but we're currently in South Africa training South African police by Chinese police. The Chinese police has moved into our country training the police there in Mandarin and Chinese tactics.
They're all over Africa.
Because they own all the assets.
Yeah.
Right? So it's bizarre. It doesn't feel good. I don't think they belong here.
I've been struggling to trying to figure out Ukraine, this whole meta thing of like why. I mean, I really think that. So Ukraine's a proxy war. I don't even see this as Ukraine versus Russia. This is Russia versus the West. And, you know, the left, progressives, and anybody else on this, like, war, you know, machine that's always going for war, they have really thought Ukraine was their baby since 2014. Like, Obama and Biden went in immediately supporting, you know, the Maidan uprising. They swooped in to help rebuild afterwards with people like George Soros. I find it interesting that coincided with really the soft boot of the Great Reset, the 2015 Paris Accords. The exact same time that was going on, that's also when the 2015 Paris Accords was happening. That's when the ESG movement was kicking off, all that stuff. So you had the entire Western world pushing this new green revolution, you know, this Great Reset type thing, light. There was a Great Reset light at that point. Now they're rolling out the Great Reset for real, and all of a sudden Ukraine is another flashpoint. It almost feels like the Western world has identified Russia, places like China, who are also bad. They're also authoritarian. So are the Great Resetters. They're also authoritarian. Yes. We are no allies to either of them, right? We're, as conservatives, we're kind of like looking at these two guys fighting and like, guys, you know, you're going to destroy the world for the rest of us that actually enjoy liberty. But it's almost like they've seen certain flashpoints within the world, and they said, this is, you know, we're going to hold this as a bargaining chip against you and try to lure them over into their side. Taiwan will probably be next, yes, you know, for China.
I was about to say, Taiwan is, watch Taiwan.
So I want to get to this before we go to break. Speaking of the Air Force Academy announced that a cadet, third class Hunter Brown, who was 21, died suddenly the other day after he collapsed while walking to class, experiencing a medical emergency. On a completely unrelated note, the Pentagon has ended the vaccine mandate for the United States military. So the COVID emergency lives on through Joe Biden, who has just extended it, even though he said 4 months ago that the pandemic was over. But the Pentagon has now removed the vaccine mandate. It's tough to know how many lives have been affected drastically by that vaccine mandate. And now just poof, it's gone. All right, we got to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with more.
Died suddenly.
Died suddenly. I want to get back to this. We had to take a break, but Jason was like, we went to break. He's like, died suddenly. There's a lot of that going around. Very young people with seemingly no reason, no cause, just collapsing and dying. Jason, I'm going to let you.
Well, it's just because this is happening at an insane amount. Mm-hmm. And to the point to where we're seeing it on Monday Night Football, for crying out loud. And millions are seeing it. But millions are also just completely turning a blind eye. I'm not saying that this is tied to, you know, to vaccine side effects, but it could be.
Right.
It could be. And the story out this week of, you know, the Biden administration trying to go after gas stoves because of, you know, some, you know, I can't remember what was the air, I'm doing air quotes, but, you know, adverse side effects, you know,
that exacerbates asthma or something. Yeah.
Right. Like, I don't know how for the past 100 years we've survived all these maniacal gas stoves running around with hatchets killing us all. I don't know how we survived the last 100 years of it. We did. We persevered. They don't make them like they used to, our grandparents, you know, but they did it and we survived somehow. But I mean, you're looking into going that distance to look into that. But this is a 3,000 pound elephant, right? And they're just not looking at it. I can't believe it. There was another story today, an exclusive from CNN, about how the FDA was pissed off because they said that Moderna withheld information from them before, you know, on the new booster. And they were like all mad. They're like, oh my gosh, this is data we could have used. We have to look at all data. Really? Do you? Yeah. And before I hit you on that hypocrisy, did it ever cross your mind that maybe Moderna and Pfizer withheld other information from you? You think maybe you don't have the full picture? You think that what is the? We were looking at a graph today of the excess deaths, and it's just flat before 2020. Rises a little bit, but in 2021 it skyrockets. It skyrockets. Now the excess deaths are way above any COVID-related deaths.
There you go.
No question.
Right.
We're not going to look at all the data.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I can't believe I don't know what to call it.
So to Jason's point, you know, I had this conversation with Chad on Chad's show earlier this week, which is just like, I get it. You don't want us to jump to anything without having any facts. But can we not just agree, like, this is something we should get to the bottom of, right? Like, whatever the case is, if it could be something completely unrelated to vaccines, but shouldn't we all agree that when 24-year-old football players are collapsing in the middle of the field, when 21-year-old cadets are just collapsing and dying on the way to class, when we see, as Jason pointed out, the excess deaths completely skyrocketing, and we see all of these young people who are having all of these cardiac events, can we not just agree? Can we not just agree? Maybe we should look into it. And instead, you hear the top medical experts saying, well, we don't know the cause of it, but we definitely know it wasn't the vaccine. How is that possible?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
It's not possible. It's not possible. It's not. And we should not let them get off with not giving us an answer, like the president doesn't want to give you an answer on how the whole flight system shuts down. People are dying. Hearts don't just stop. They don't just stop at 18, not just 24, 18-year-old basketball player, girl, drops on court, right? One player, and hey, so glad that for a moment our country came together. But there are others, kind of like the George Floyd situation. One guy gets a 10. There are others. The 18-year-old girl that died and her parents, people don't even know her name. She died in front of her classmates. Horrifying.
Yeah.
Just for, you know, they also had to witness. You know, and when the NFL came on and said, we've never seen anything like this, you're liars. Over 100 players in Major League Soccer in Europe last year just falling on the field. We have seen this recently. We have. You just don't want to talk about it. And you want to go, it's horrific. Now forget and don't ask why it happens. But it's not COVID. And it's not the vaccine. That we can assure you.
It's amazing how when they were selling, let's say, you know, their healthcare system, Obamacare, they talked about, the way they talked about it is that people were like dying in the streets, right? Yeah. And then they were like, you know, if it just saves one life.
Yes.
We are at record amounts of excess deaths and they don't even want to look at it.
No.
Look, we're not saying this is the vaccine. We're saying it could be,
right?
It might be, but could you please figure it out? Because this is alarming.
Until we know what the cause or causes
consider
are,
all options.
Everything should be on the table.
Yes.
And it does seem quite suspect when you have top medical officials saying, we don't know what it is, but we definitely can assure you it's not that. By the way,
it's ridiculous.
You're overdue for your booster.
Yeah, that tells me, oh, so that's where we should look first.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Because they're covering up.
Yeah.
Tell us what we want to hear.
I mean, look, correlation doesn't equal causation,
no.
but people were also getting that vaccine at the same time, right? Like,
you
they all got it, and
question.
Now we see the excess deaths trend skyrocket up right afterwards.
Yeah, you must.
Perhaps we should look into
it. You have to ask that question. We're not going to just be okay with you telling us, but it's not that.
Did you guys see that video of, was it Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yes.
Absolutely just going ballistic.
I wanted to throw my phone against the wall.
You got to think that, see, his hysteria over that is it's not just him being frustrated. I think they know
he's
that
defensive.
They were duped. Right, they're being defensive.
Yeah.
Now they're just lashing
exactly.
out like crazy.
I agree, because in order to accept your theory, they would have to accept that they were wrong.
Right.
And they can't do that.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
And they won't.
Yeah, I totally agree. They
won't. It's not just can't, but they won't. And that's someone seeing the truth.
I'd like to give a trigger warning. You probably, look, you don't want kids in the room. You probably don't want yourself in the room for this one. But Lizzo posted a video. We're just celebrating obesity now and calling it art, I guess. Watch.
The discourse around bodies is officially tired. Around bodies is tired. I have seen comments go from, oh my gosh, I liked you when you were thick, why'd you lose weight? To, oh my gosh, why'd you get a BBL? I liked your body before. To, oh my gosh, you're so big. Ooh, you need to lose weight, but for your health. To, oh my gosh, you're so little. You need to get
No one's to, called you little.
Oh my gosh, why did she get all that work done? It's just too much work. Are we okay?
No, you're not.
Do you see the delusion?
It's right there.
We realize that
we
artists are not
you.
Here to fit into
life
your
size.
Beauty standards.
Bigger
artists
than
are here
life.
To
well,
make art.
The comment.
And this body is art. And I'm going to do whatever I want.
No. That.
I wish that comments costed y'all money so we can see how much time we are wasting on the wrong thing. Can we leave that back there, please?
Why
there are so many things I would like to leave back there, including ever seeing this video,
golly.
Which is now etched into my nightmares. I know people are like, you shouldn't make fun. I understand everyone is on their own personal journey, but we can't be at a place where we're celebrating obesity.
No.
Like it's just not.
No, because she's going to be the cause of 12-year-old girls.
Right.
overeating, and we just had it yesterday, needing bariatric surgery at 12.
Yes, thank you, yes.
She is going to cause bariatric surgery for 12-year-olds.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Jason, we got 5 seconds, last word. Couldn't have put it more great, thank you.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.